Have you ever set out to go to a certain place? You knew exactly where it was. You knew what it looked like. You knew what the sign looked like. You knew what you were going to be doing while you were there. But then to find out that that's not exactly where you ended up or where you even needed to be. That's what I want to talk to you about on this podcast. So join me.
Hey, happy girls. Welcome back to another episode of Confessions of a Bra Lady with Missy Helderman. We cannot wait to teach, inspire, and even maybe share a giggle or two with our beloved Happy Girls family. So without further ado, let's dive right in to today's episode with Missy.
Hey friends, it's Missy, your favorite bra lady. And yeah, have you ever had that happen? So let me tell you what happened to me. This morning, because I'm trying to get all the things done and trying to watch my time and use it most effectively, I got up really early and set out to go to the lumberyard. Okay. This particular lumber yard is the one that my contractor likes to use. Plus, it has all the metal and all the things. And I wanted to see what colors were available for my siding. Okay. That's what I wanted to do. It was like a 30-minute drive out of town. And it's a humongous place. And I knew that I was going to drive around to see all these little barns that had all of these samples of roofs and sidings and blah, 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 right? Well, I set out. I had my little breakfast. I had my little drink. I set out and started driving. And started driving. And drive, kept driving. And there was a point where I'm going, it's like I knew where I was, but the place that I was going to was not where I thought it was going to be. When I passed what I thought it wasn't that. Okay. So I got on my trusty GPS on my phone and asked my little Siri how to find this lumberyard. Well, I was going the wrong way. And not only was I going the wrong way, but when I finally got there, it was nothing like I had it in my head. There were no barns with samples around. I don't remember ever seeing this building before. Matter of fact, I'm not sure I was ever on that road before. So how I thought I knew where this place was is a mystery to me. But isn't that just like life right now? At least for me. I thought that life was going to look like this. I thought that even with the tornado, with this the little bit of damage that we knew we had, that you know, it would be this way and it would be handled this way. But boy, it's not. It is nothing like what I ever imagined. Life is not what I imagined right now. My home is not what I imagined right now. My business is not what I imagined right now. And I'll be honest, I feel displaced. I have part of my things at home, part of my things in the apartment. I have to go through and decide what needs to be put into storage and what doesn't, so that they can rip out all the things that they need to rip out and rebuild all the things they need to rebuild. But even my day-to-day, just like driving to the lumber yard, it's just not at all what I expected. When I got there, there was the sweetest little lady named Jan, and she greeted me and she says, "Well, how can I help you? What did you come in for?" It's like, well, I told her, I said, "I'm not where I thought I was coming to, but I know I'm exactly where I need to be." And she just giggled at me. She says, I don't understand. It's like, well, you know, I had expectations of what this place was going to look like and what it was going to have for me. And I spent half hour, 45 minutes in there, and actually got more things done than I ever intended. I was just going for siding and roofing. And I got samples of decking. I got samples of garage doors. I got samples of all these things that actually are on my list of things I needed to think about, but I hadn't gotten down that far on my list. Do you understand? I really feel like that's the way it is with God. I thought I was going this one place for this one thing, but because he brought me through to this new place that I didn't know I was going to, I actually got a lot more decisions made than I ever thought. And not only was that the case, but it is a beautiful morning. And so my drive, though, was a little longer than I expected because I had to kind of loop around. I got to go through some country that I've never seen, and especially Amish country, and it is absolutely exquisite. I don't know if you've ever driven through Amish country, but I will tell you that the Amish community around here takes such pride in their homes, their properties, their farms, and it really shows. So driving past one after another, it was just beautiful. And being able to see God's creation, and I had the music blaring too, you know, I'm going to praise the Lord. There's a song that keeps coming up and it's, I'm going to sing through it. And that's truly where my heart is. I'm going to praise God through it. I do not want to lose my joy. I do not want to lose my peace just because there's some things that I have to deal with. That's no testimony. If I start being negative Nancy or getting down because, oh my gosh, I made the wrong turn, it's okay. I had just so much allotted time to go and make this trip. And guess what? I not only got to do it, but I'm going to be back where I needed to be at exactly the right time. Isn't that just like God? Have you ever gone out, set out to do this and had to go sidetrack? But then at the end, figure out, oh, wow, that was exactly what God had intended in the first place. Yes, I could have put the lumberyard in my GPS at the very beginning, but I knew where it was. I was sure I knew exactly where I was going, but I didn't. But thank God that we have GPSs that can tell us, okay, now all you got to do is make this little turn, go down 5 miles, make this little turn, go down a couple miles, and poof, you're there. I wasn't too far off, and neither are you. Sometimes it's those side roads. Sometimes it's the country roads. Sometimes it's those little detours that take us on journeys that we need to find what we needed, to gather up our strength, to appreciate the world around us, and actually for us just to take a little pause. That 5 miles could have been the longest 5 miles of my life. You know how that can be. But instead, it gave me time to breathe for just a minute. I didn't have to hurry to be there. I just had to go and enjoy the journey. All right, ladies. That's what I wanted to share with you. I want you to look. Are you enjoying the journey? Even the detours? Even those things that are not quite what you expected? Because taking a step back and looking at things in a bigger light, in a bigger picture, really does help for me, to appreciate what's going on around me and what God is doing in my life. I hope it's the same with you. All right, gotta go. You ladies, take care. Have a great week. And we'll be seeing you next time. Ta-ta.
And that was another episode of Confessions of a Bra Lady with our favorite host, Missy Helderman. She left us feeling inspired, encouraged, but also ready to just tackle the day. So if you want to keep up with us, and specifically with Missy, go to our website, www.thebramarket.com. Once you're there, you'll find access to so many resources, including how to book an appointment, how to buy a bra or find your fit, how to follow us on social media or join our email club, but also just other fun resources like merchandise and subscriptions. We'll see you next week, happy girls.